I'm Oliver Conway with a selection of highlights from across BBC World Service news today. Coming up, the United States has flown two bombers over disputed islands in the East China Sea and...
We just don't know who might buy it. I mean, there are a number of celebrities that buy them. I mean, I've heard that Leonardo DiCaprio bought a dinosaur once.
An entire dinosaur skeleton goes up for auction here in Britain. But we'll start this edition of the Global Podcast with the news that the United States says it's flown two B-52 bombers over disputed islands in the East China Sea. China has recently declared the area part of its air defence zone, saying that any planes which fly over the islands have to abide by a series of rules or face what it calls emergency military measures. Japan, which also claims the islands, rejected China's declaration, as did Taiwan and South Korea. The US was also unhappy. Here's what the US State Department spokeswoman Jen Psaki had to say about the issue at a news conference in Washington.
This unilateral action appears to be an attempt to unilaterally change the status quo in the East China Sea. This will raise regional tensions and increase the risk of miscalculation, confrontation, and accidents. And we have urged the Chinese to exercise caution and restraint. We're also consulting with Japan and other affected parties.
So far, there's been no reaction from China. So why did the Americans take this possibly risky course of action? Johnny Diamond is in Washington.
The Pentagon says this was a long-planned training mission. And I think what is patently clear from the reaction by both the Secretary of Defense, Chuck Hagel, at the weekend and from the White House before the news leaked out about these planes making this mission is that America does not recognize this new air defense zone. The White House and Secretary of Defense both made it very clear that they thought the air defense zone was a mistake. The Secretary of Defense called it destabilizing, increasing the risk of misunderstanding and miscalculation. And America has effectively just ignored it by pushing its planes through this zone without doing any of the kind of notifications that the Chinese had insisted people would have to do if they were going to fly through the zone.
So should this be seen then as a challenge to the Chinese or more a show of solidarity with US allies in the region?
I think it's probably the latter. I don't think the US is kind of strutting around here.